Here we are at the Maker Faire 2013, the Detroit incarnation. Seen a lot of things that have been here before, like the multi-seat bikes and the mechanical dragon, the, of course, other perennial standbys like the life-size mousetrap game is here. And seen some new things. The hover car that's got enough oomph to raise up small children is kind of nifty. Couldn't entice Larry and Marla's son Andrew. They couldn't entice him to float on the hovercraft. But we'll have a good time, I'm sure. And we'll see what else I have to say in a few minutes. More than just things being made, you get performance art, like the Weird Sisters Aerial Circus, which is a few young women doing stuff on large fabric ribbons suspended in air that goes up a couple stories, easily 20, 30 feet, and they're doing all sorts of crazy stuff off these ribbons. It's really quite remarkable. We continued our wandering about, seeing projects large and small, a lot of little things being done by individuals and small groups to show off science and engineering, and some not so little ones. There was a fellow, maybe a small group, they just showed off some jet engines, just a hobby some guy picked up a few years ago. He's going to build jet engines, and they lit them off. So it's been an interesting afternoon, and I think anyone that has any interest in how things are made and in getting people involved in science and engineering, but even art as well, at least art mixed with technology, Maker Faire is a worthwhile event, or maybe you find a maker space in your town. They seem to be popping up everywhere. Even though I'm sure I could get more out of it if I paused and read many more signs, it's still fun, and I think it's a worthwhile thing for families with kids, especially kids that are thinking they might not be interested in science and technology. Or kind of the Maker Faire is just a good experience.